Imagine a long time ago when the River Shannon was the heart and soul of Limerick. For hundreds of years, brave fishermen here knew every stone, every turn of the river. They knew just where the big silver salmon loved to rest after a long swim from the sea. This was their way of life, passed down from their grandfathers. But then a huge new power station was built to make electricity. It took a lot of water from the Shannon and sent it down a new path called the Tearless. The fishermen watched, worried. They felt in their bones that the big change would come from the precious river and the salmon. And they were right. The river changed, the water became too low, and the salmon couldn't lay their eggs in the usual spots. Many baby salmon died. It was a very sad time for the fishermen. They saw their whole way of life starting to disappear. Even worse, thousands of big salmon and long eels were killed in the power station's powerful machines. The fishermen tried everything. They asked important people for help. They even showed their own clever plans to keep the fish safe, but their ideas were always told no. So the fishermen made the brave choice. They decided to fish in the Tearless, even though it was against the rules. Picture this. It was a dark night in July 1932. 24 small fishing boats called Brookhorns silently pushed off from the bank. Two men in each boat, their hearts beating fast. As they got close to the Tearless, they saw them lots of guards and police with fast motorboats waiting to stop them. Bright chest lights cut through the dark and angry shouts filled the air. But the fishermen were not afraid. They paddled their boats towards a long line towards the Tearless. They went right into the forbidden water. It was a wild night. Some of the fishermen's boats were hit and tipped over. Men were thrown into the cold, dark water, swimming for their lives. But their friends on shore cheered them on. They kept fishing, even if they only caught a few salmon, just to show everyone they meant the business. The next day, thousands of people came to watch. They cheered on the fishermen and shouted at the police and guards. Soldiers with long, sharp knives and their guns stood ready. The fight got even tougher. Boats were grabbed and pulled out of the water. Fishermen were pushed, kicked, and even thrown into the canal. One brave fisherman was poked with a soldier's bayonet. It was a fierce battle. Night after night, the fishermen kept coming back, even with fewer boats. One night, a fisherman even went out in a half-broken boat. People on the bank laughed and cheered, seeing how determined he was, but soon all their boats and it were taken away and locked up. The fishermen had shown the whole country that they would fight for the river. Their story was in the newspapers. The Battle of the Tearless was known everywhere. Even though their boats and nets were later given back, much of it was broken. But the fishermen had made their point clear. They could not give up on the Shannon without a power.